Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh my god, Ross, total laid back.
I had my nightmare again last night. The one where I have a one-night stand with Taylor Swift, and then I ghost the girl and she ends up writing 15 or 16 songs about me, and they're on the radio constantly. And you know, I woke up screaming. I ask Railcheen, and not for the first time either, what's in those famous energy drinks she's been giving me, and she goes,
"You don't need to know what's in them. You just need to know that they work."
At the same time, I go, "I would like to know."
But she's like, "Just get your head in the fucking game, will you?"
We're about to play Deng Chao and Yang Lina in the final of the Leinster Padel Championships mixed doubles. And the girl is in no mood for conversation. Not that she ever is.
She goes, "Do your fucking job."
There's a surprise waiting for me when we reach the court. Surika has turned up to watch. And not only Surika, but also Honor and my old man. And the guys, we're talking JP, Ushin, Fionn and Christian. They give me a humongous cheer. Then the guys launch into a rendition of our old school anthem, Castle Rock Uberales, followed by a chorus of, "If I had the wings of a sparrow, if I had the arse of a crow, I'd fly over Terenure College." And, well, you can probably guess the rest. It's a genuine goosebumps moment for me, and Railcheen ends up having to tell me again to focus, cop the fuck onto yourself, because it's the kind of thing that could end up going to my head if I let it. That's when Deng Chao and Yang Lina walk out, and my jaw hits the literally floor. I'm there. They must be like 20 years younger than us. Railcheen goes,
"Forget about them and concentrate on your own game."
Which turns out to be good advice, because we're under the cosh from the very start. They break our serve in the first game, and it's only Railcheen who keeps us in the match by breaking them back and taking the first set to a tiebreak.
"Who's that dickhead performing the running commentary?" she goes.
I'm there, "Oh yeah, that's my old man." Yeah, no, he's going, "Ross O'Carroll Kelly!" in his big foghorn voice. "AKA Kicker! The King of Leinster Rugby, and now the King of Leinster. What's this game called again, Honor?"
She's like, "God, he's annoying."
I'm there. "You're preaching to the choir, Railcheen." We win the first set thanks to an unbelievable backhand shot from her. But we're both wiped from the effort, and Deng Chao and Yang Lina's youth starts to tell in the second set, which they win 6-2. Surika shouts,
"Come on, Ross, try to win it."
Which is what she used to shout when I was playing rugby. The guys are chanting, "Legend, legend, legend," while Honor is going,
"This is like seriously boring. When is it going to be over?"
The answer, I suspect, is soon enough, because at 3-3 in the final set, I start to feel seriously ropey. We're talking shallow breath and palpitations in my chest, and I end up asking for a timeout.
"A timeout?" Railteen goes, as we go into a little huddle. "You're making us look weak."
I'm there, Railcheen. "I think I'm actually having a heart attack. I need to know what's in those drinks you've been giving me."
She's like, "You don't need to know."
I'm there, Railcheen. "I'm about 10 seconds away from walking off this court to ask my wife to phone an ambulance for me."
She goes, "It's cold consomme."
I'm like, "Excuse me?"
"That's what you've been drinking."
"Cold consomme with what? I'm guessing cocaine or something."
"Ross, it's just a placebo. Look, I heard you banging on about your exploits on the rugby pitch and how your coach had you on a doping program, and I thought, he thinks he can't win unless he's on something."
"So it's just like..."
"Thin soup. Cold."
"But what about my heart? The thing is beating like a fucking snare drum here."
"Is it really that long since you won something that you've forgotten what adrenaline feels like?"
I'm like, "Adrenaline?" And the penny finally drops. "I'm pumped. That's all this is."
She's there. "Now, can we beat these two saps and go home?"
We go back to work. Railcheen starts then with the sledging.
You should be ashamed of yourselves. We're old enough to be your parents, and we've taken you to three sets.
And that's when the mistakes start to creep into their game. Twice Deng swings his racket and hits thin air, while I'm suddenly re-energised, buzzing around the court, high on the, like she said, adrenaline of knowing that victory is, like, this close.
You suck!
Railchin shouts at them across the net when I'm serving for the match. She really is the most terrifying person I've ever met, and I can see in Deng's eyes that he's beaten. I hit the ball and it comes at him like a bullet. He manages to send it back to me, but I've charged to the net, and my return volley hits him full force right in the unpublishables, and he hits the deck like a Welsh scrum. There's like cheers from my family and friends, and more chants of legend. I go to hug Railchin, but she holds up a staying hand and goes,
"We don't have that kind of relationship."
Which is fair enough. We're presented with the trophy, which Railchin says I can keep.
She goes, "I get no pleasure out of winning. The most I ever feel is relief that I haven't lost."
We look at each other and she sort of like smiles, and I know I'll never see her again. There's no need. Surika throws her arms around me and goes, "Oh my God, you're amazing." By that stage, Railchin is already walking away with her husband, Bradon, and beneath the chants of "Legend! Legend! Legend!" I'm almost sure I hear her go,
"Yeah, I told him it was just cold consommé, and he seemed to believe me."
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.